Is it real?
Is it real?
Or is it ridiculous?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Is It Real or Is It Ridiculous? I'm Leah, and I'm joined today by my favorite and only co-host.
Oh, okay. So the bar's really, there is no
Ms.
bar.
Kara.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Kara?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, yeah, just hanging in there.
Yeah.
I'm pandemic fine.
Yeah.
Which I learned is a new thing.
Oh.
It means like you're okay.
Right.
But you're like still in a pandemic.
Okay. I've been seeing a lot lately about pandemic exhaustion and sort of, are you feeling extra down in the dumps? Or extra tired.
Oh, I have that. I absolutely have that.
Definitely.
Isolated and at home and alone, you know?
Uh huh.
So, yeah.
Doing a bunch of nothing.
Doing a whole bunch of fucking nothing.
It's getting kind of old.
I'm ready for summer.
No.
I watched all of Summer House in like literally 5 days just because it made me feel like summer. I was like, people in a house out east, like
that
just drinking and partying.
Me. Yeah. I'm saving up to, like, binge it.
I binged literally 4 seasons in 5 days.
Yeah, and you tweeted at Carl, and he answered you.
I tweeted at Carl, and he answered me, and that was the highlight of my day last week.
I've seen him on the street, and we had a conversation.
That's so cool.
Right by my dentist.
Is he as tall in person as
he
looks on TV?
Yeah. I actually recognize him because of his legs.
Well, he wears such short
the
shorts.
I know. I've like seen all of his legs and I don't even know him.
That's pretty great.
I think he's single.
Is he?
I think so.
It's never clear.
I think one of them posted recently about him being, because it was just Valentine's Day. And I think one of them just posted about how he's available.
Oh.
Should I slide into his DMs?
I think so. He clearly answers if you tweet at him. So
I don't know what to say.
We'll come up with it together.
I need like a good, if anybody out there is listening and they have a good line to like slide into someone's DMs, let me know.
And they watch Summer House and they know who Carl Radke is.
Or
because
anybody. Or I'll slide into anyone's DMs really. But
desperation looks great on
you. Fine. But yeah, we need to come up with like a witty line.
We will.
Okay.
Let's think about that.
All right. We'll get back to it.
We'll table that. If anyone has any great ideas, you know
slide
where to find us.
Slide into our DMs. Yes, you do know where to find us. I have been going down holes, and we just talked about the algorithms on our last episode.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to our last episode all about social media, check it out.
I've been seeing a lot of, and if this makes you cringe, I'm so sorry in advance, but I've seen a lot of videos of pimples and blackheads being popped.
Oh, pimple popping.
Yeah, I can't stop.
I can't look watch away. Those.
I can't get enough. I want to reach into the phone and pop them myself.
Like Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yes, yeah, that comes up all the time. A
I
lot
think
of them
she
are like,
started actually like on social
probably.
Media.
It's
and now
like
she has a show.
So satisfying.
I can't
it.
Watch those.
Oh, I could watch those all fucking day.
Ugh.
I don't know why. There must be some kind of like scientific gene or something in your brain that people derive satisfaction from those, because how I'm satisfied and you're completely disgusted. I wonder what that is.
I don't know. I think it's like a satisfaction of like getting the pop, like getting the whatever out. Ugh, I can't even talk about it.
I would like come at me with your blackheads. I'll pop those all day.
Okay, great. Good to know. If you ever want to start a facial business.
Sure. Come to me. I'm actually like not like a skincare. I don't know. We're actually going to talk about this in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Today's episode.
Oh, yes.
Since you brought it up, we will get to it in a minute. But we're going to finally admit that we're fucking adults. And it's been a long, tough road to get here.
I guess we are.
But Kara is 30. I'm on the cusp of turning 30.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no denying it anymore.
You're about to turn over to the dark side.
We've reached adulthood. Dude, I'm so freaked out to turn 30.
Like, I freak out all the time about it.
I know, but I feel like when you were turning 30, you were like more ready for it.
Yeah.
And now that you're there,
I'm
you're kind of like, you're
like
wait, maybe I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I'm fully not ready. I just feel like it's closing the whole decade. Like you're closing an entire chapter of your 20s. I'm never going to be able to say I'm 20 something again. It's freaking me out. So
it's,
you know,
the adult world is like really knocking on your door.
Literally.
I just did a little fist knock.
A little fist knock. What else do we have going on?
I have been stress baking.
Oh, I love stress baking.
Yeah, I should have brought you a bunch of shit.
That's why everybody made banana bread in the beginning of quarantine.
I know.
And but sourdough.
Yeah, this past, I actually have stuff to make sourdough. I just haven't done it yet. But this past weekend, I made biscuits from scratch, not from the can.
Amazing.
Sour cream chocolate chip loaf cake.
Oh, my God.
A pound cake.
Jesus.
And a cranberry orange toasted almond cake situation.
That sounds fucking delicious.
But the thing is, I don't even want to eat any of it. It just fulfills this like need that I have within me. It's like a relaxing.
I think baking is very relaxing.
It is. And it's like everything has its place. It's like this amount of this ingredient goes in here and this goes in here. And then you do this and then it becomes this. And then you put it in the oven and then
you have to focus
happens.
Your mind on what you're doing. You don't really have space in your head to like wander and think about other things.
And so there are no screens involved, which I love.
I mean, that's key.
Yeah.
Right there.
And also because I'm now like, I feel like I'm 100 years old and I can't sleep anymore, which we will talk about. I've been waking up super early on the weekends. Like I woke up at 7:45 on Saturday.
God, no.
And
that's horrible.
I just started baking.
You were like, well, I'm up. So yeah,
finished baking all that stuff before noon.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. You were just like, let me fucking get this out of my system right now.
I would have continued had I had more things to bake, but my parents were like, okay,
enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really all that's been going on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds delicious. Can you bring me some of that stuff
since
you're not eating it?
I will. Yeah, I will. I was telling my PT about it and he was like, hello.
Hello, you need to bring him some sweets.
I know.
Sweets for your sweet.
I know. I need to start wooing him better.
Yes. But. Get on that, Kara.
We'll get there.
Okay. I've been having trouble sleeping. The past like 3 or 4 days, I haven't been able to sleep through the night, which is fucking horrible.
Oh, that's a lot.
I'm fairly lucky when it comes to sleep. Like I can usually sleep through the night.
Yeah.
I'm not typically someone who's struggled with sleep.
Right, right, right.
So if I do, it's rare and it's because of something.
Same.
But like the past couple of nights, I don't know what it is. I just can't sleep. I think like the overarching like anxiety of my entire life being up in the air is like weighing down on me.
Just that like little thing.
Just like, you know, just something small. Just the fact that I don't have a job or like a career at the moment and don't really know where my life is going to go. Like just
my
no
life
big deal.
Is no direction.
No direction. I'm pretty much in a state. Stand still. I don't know why I can't sleep. But yeah, I haven't been able to sleep. And I think it's because of that specific stress.
Mm-hmm. And then once you get in that pattern, you get stressed out about not being able to sleep.
Oh,
so
my God.
So you keep thinking sleep, 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 sleep. And then you just can't.
I had such a nightmare too. Like, you know, when you like have like a night terror that like wakes you up.
Yeah, I had one the other
from
night.
Like a deep, deep sleep.
Yes.
And then like you can't fall back asleep.
Yes.
I couldn't even recall the details of what happened. But the next night, I was afraid to go to sleep because I was
scary.
Like, I don't want to have this nightmare.
Enter that. Mm-hmm.
So like the next night, I was up till like 4 a.m. because I couldn't fall asleep. It was horrible. So yeah, just like.
And then it fucks up your whole sleep cycle because then you start going to bed later and later and you're sleeping later and later. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I'm so sorry.
It's been like 3 or 4 days now. And even this morning, I woke up still pretty early and like not fully rested.
Ugh,
I was up at 5.
Worst. Ooh, no.
Yeah, no, thank you.
You need to take some sleep tea or something and less screen time before bed, which is impossible. I know.
It's hard because I put on like movies
to
fall asleep to.
It's a vicious cycle because you want the TV to like lull you into that sleep, but you don't want the blue light, but you know you're not going to be able to fall asleep without the TV. But
right. I need the TV to distract my mind, mm-hmm. but it's not actually helping me.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll put it on and I'll just like close my eyes and turn away.
Always, yeah.
That way, if it's something I've seen 100 times, it doesn't matter because I know what's going on.
Listen.
So yeah, that's just like...
that's a good segue. Into our
little topic
our
here.
Our little topic for the week.
All right. So should we get real?
Yeah, let's get real.
Let's get real.
Ooh.
All right. So like we said, we're talking about how we're finally fucking adults, which is kind of hard to believe sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still can't believe. I know we just said this, but sometimes I still can't believe like how old I am. Like sometimes I still feel like I'm 22.
No, I panic now. Yeah. I feel this like inner sense of like all over panic. I feel like my eggs are drying up.
Like, oh my God.
I just feel like this overarching sense of panic. And I know it's heightened because of a global pandemic.
Right.
So I would like the past year back.
It's heightened because of the pandemic and because like there's not a clear end in sight.
No.
So you're still kind of like.
Just like this wild
time
limbo.
Still going by. Yeah, but like I'm still in a standstill. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hard, man.
Yeah.
It's turning out a little more melancholy than it was going to be. It's a little,
you know what? Sometimes being an adult is melancholy.
Pretty fucking melancholy. Yeah.
But no, we're going to keep this light. I think we're going to try to talk about
the fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yes.
Kara.
Yes.
What do you specifically call the little device that controls the TV?
The remote?
Okay. I'm asking because I grew up calling it a clicker.
Oh.
And I just started calling it a remote in the past couple of years. And I learned that I called it a clicker because my grandparents called it a clicker. I saw it in a TV or a movie recently where they called it the clicker. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up and it's because when you used to change the channel, it would make a clicking sound.
That's so satisfying.
So it was like, that's why they called it a clicker, because it actually clicked. And I was thinking about this because I was like, this feels like old fashioned.
Yes.
I was thinking about how we feel like we're adults now.
I was thinking about the same thing. And can you believe that like our parents' generation and above, they used to mail checks to pay their bills. And now we can just pay our bills. Like I pay my fucking credit card bill on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. You just swipe to pay.
Which is insane.
I know, mailing checks. And think about like booking a trip to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just do it online. You had to like call a travel agent to
do
it for you.
Remember paper airplane tickets?
I still have some friends that like print theirs out at the airport because they like the paper ticket.
Yeah. But like, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Things have evolved. We sound so old.
Oh my God. We sound old, but we don't. I feel like millennials are like the awkward in between of like the Gen Z and the baby boomers because like we literally grew up with all this technology. So we're like looked at to like know how to do everything. Mm-hmm. But also we remember the time before.
The old stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like VHS tapes and
oh my God, I loved VHS tapes and having to rewind them.
I used to record the radio.
I did too. When there was a song that I wanted, I'd stick a cassette tape in my radio and record it.
Right?
Oh my God, that's so funny. We had a rotary phone when I was growing up.
Whoa.
The one where you like stick your finger in, dirty, mm-hmm. and like spin the numbers mm-hmm. around. Wow.
Look at us aging ourselves.
Yeah. So we're definitely adults now.
We are adults. I know. I've been noticing recently that this might have to do with my panic baking, but cleaning mm-hmm. for me has become this like cathartic, happy place. And when I was a kid, it used to feel like a chore or a punishment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It almost had a negative connotation. And now it's something that I enjoy doing.
Oh, maybe I'm still a kid then.
Maybe.
Because.
Or maybe I'm just a fucking freak. I don't know.
Cleaning is not a happy place for me.
It just becomes so satisfying and I feel better when everything is like cleaned up and put together and nice and neat. And I guess it's sort of.
That's good though.
Almost like having.
You have a clean space.
Yeah, it's a clean space. And I think I felt this more when I was in my apartment because it was my space. But when everything was like neat and clean, it's sort of like this proud moment where you're like, this is my home.
Yes.
And I just tidied it up and it feels so clean and it feels so
good
to have.
You take pride in your space.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I think I've been trying to do that more in my parents' house. Not that they're like disgusting slobs.
No, but it also makes you feel better about being there because you're like, well, I can take control of this situation.
I'm still trying to make that feel like my home.
How's that going?
It's okay. I mean, I still am in this weird limbo mm-hmm. in terms of working remotely and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I keep my eye on apartments all the time because if there's going to come a time where I'm going to be back in my office full time.
Right.
So that's sort of like a weird thing that's like hanging over. So I kind of like, I feel like I'm home, but I'm also like at any given time ready to just like pack up and leave and like
right.
But then I'm also like, this summer is coming and I'm probably gonna go back out to Shelter Island. Mm-hmm. So it's just like I don't know, I do this to myself.
that's the thing too with the pandemic that we were saying earlier. There's like no clear end in sight.
No.
So like nobody really knows. That's why planning things have been so hard, like weddings and big events, because like there's no real clear, yeah, like.
You can't.
It's
I know.
So hard.
So if anyone has any ideas of where I should go.
We're taking all kinds of advice yes. today. Tell us please. Basically how to live our fucking lives. Are we actually help. Adults? No.
Yes. We have to say yes.
Okay. So Kara, what are things that make you feel like an adult?
I think the biggest thing recently that I've noticed probably starting over the summer is my sleeping.
Yes.
How I can't sleep past probably 8:30 anymore.
Oh my God, I'm so with you.
I don't think I could do it. I mean, I'm sure I could.
Right.
And I've also noticed when I wake up in the middle of the night, it's much harder to fall back to sleep, especially if I've been drinking.
That is the one thing that I've noticed in the past year that like if I drink, I'm not going to have a good night's sleep. I've already learned this now.
Yeah.
The other day when I couldn't fall asleep, I was thinking about that. I was like, I feel like I had a day of drinking and I didn't. Like that's how like worked up I was. I felt like I was like just spent the day on the beach getting fucked up. And which sounds amazing, but I couldn't fall asleep. And I thought that's what it was from.
Yeah, no. I think that's been happening to me like in the last 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Which is, it's wild because when I was younger, I would sleep like a baby.
Oh my God, knocked the fuck out. Like and literally now, like someone hit me over the head.
Oh yeah, like all snuggled up. And even dead if I to had the world. Spins, even if I went to bed with the spins.
Oh, I hate the spins.
Oh yeah, fuck that shit. But you know what I mean? Like even that, like you lay there and you're like, please just
you're
sleep.
You're literally dead sleep. To the world.
And now if I had the spins, I'd probably be up all night.
I would probably not even go to sleep.
That sounds like a nightmare. But that's another thing. Drinking recently, I feel like I'm drinking less.
Yeah.
Because I know my limits now, and I know my three drink is usually like a good place for me.
To stop.
Because I know I'm not going to wake up hungover.
Right.
It's just like a comfortable place. Like there's no reason for me to drink anymore.
Right.
Like healthier, more responsibly. I don't know. Just more intelligently, aware. I think. I'm definitely more aware of like the amount. Like I know if I have more than two shots out, like it's probably not a good idea. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Rather than like, you know, 5 years ago.
Where we just do shots on empty stomachs after kickboxing.
After a kickboxing class. After burning 600 calories. Yeah, like no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, that's good though.
Yeah, no. I'm not mad at it. I just, it's, and like there's different.
But it shows your adulthood.
Alcohols I know now, like white wine is just going to give me a headache. So I don't
anything
even drink
super
it.
Sugary.
Yeah, I'm just not even going to drink it.
I skip cocktails almost always now. Unless it's like a spicy marg.
Well, yeah.
But like, it has to be like made well. Like if it's not like, if it's like a margarita that's made from like a mix.
No,
I can't
that.
Have no. it. It's I, just no. too sweet. And it's ugh. Just, ugh. Yeah. I'm going to wake up feeling sick.
It's the sugar.
It is.
I remember in the deep quarantine, my roommate and I, we had a twisted tea.
Ugh. Which you guys love a good twisted tea.
I used to love it. Even like 3 years ago, I loved them. Mm-hmm. We had one. Leah, it like fucked us up.
It's so sweet.
Oh my God. It was disgusting. Like I don't think I've had one since then because like we were both just felt like garbage.
And, oh my God. Disgusting.
And now my like 30-year-old body is like, get that the fuck.
No, thank
out
you.
Of here. Ugh. What are some things for you lately that have been making you feel like an adult?
Well, having a budget.
Listen.
Which I think I talked about in one of our episodes
before. Yeah, I still don't have a budget.
But I had to make one after I got laid off because I was like, well, I need to actually know.
You need to know what's coming in
what's coming
going
in versus
absolutely.
What's going out because I need to figure out a sustainable lifestyle for myself so I can
be
able
to
like.
Blind. Yes.
Yeah, rather than just like swiping my credit card every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's definitely made me feel like an adult.
Yeah, my dad's kind of been all over me to be just being more aware.
Yeah, like you don't need to like sit down and like line item everything, but like just like having a general idea of what your input and what your output is.
Yeah.
Huge.
But I also have like I get texts from them constantly about like my purchases. Mm-hmm. So for me, if there is like weird activity,
you get alerts about
I get alerts and I get an email every time my Amex is swiped. Mm-hmm. So I think in that sense, it's super
helpful.
You're
like aware of it.
I'm aware of it.
But you don't have like a specific budget. I get it.
Yeah.
But I think that actually just sitting down and just knowing the numbers that come in and go out. I mean, they slightly fluctuate depending on like my groceries that month.
Absolutely.
But, like, I'm not going on a spending spree anymore. Like, I don't order. I used to do a huge ASOS haul every once in a while. I love a good ASOS haul. Oh. Not sponsored, but would gladly.
Yeah.
I don't like shop for clothes anymore because also I'm not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. Am I shopping
for? That's the
beauty
of it. That's also the best part is like, it's not like you feel like left out, like you're not buying new clothes.
Right.
No one's going
I feel like
anywhere.
I'm saving money by not shopping, but this is just like how people like live. They just don't need to go shopping every month. So that's made me feel like an adult. And then I think also lately, like standing up for myself and advocating for myself. I mean, I've always been like a tough cookie. Like I've always stood up for myself and like I'm always pretty passionate about like how I feel, like when I feel it, and I like will tell you if anyone's friends with me, they know that. But I think like learning how to like say exactly like what I'm looking for and
with
what
kindness.
I want. I mean, yeah, I don't
I'm not angry about it, but
like just being able to stand up for myself in a way that's productive towards the things that I want for myself. So that's been, I guess, like an adulty type of thing.
No, it's like a confidence thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confident in who I am and what I'm looking for and what I want and like articulate it and put it into the world so that it happens.
Yeah. It's like moxie.
Ooh, word of the day.
What's also something, and this might have been happening over the course of a few years, canceling plans.
Oh my God. I love canceling plans. I used to be the kind of friend that would be like so butthurt if you canceled plans on me. I would get so mad because I was like, but we had plans.
You
I was looking forward
out.
To it. If you don't want to go, then what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And I would like always get so frustrated. And now, even like before the pandemic, you know, when you would get like, you would have plans with your friend on like a Thursday night,
yes,
and you'd get a text around like 4 o'clock and
be
they'd
like,
be like, hey, are we still meeting up?
You're like,
and you're like, and you're like, actually I don't feel so great, and they're like, great, me too.
You're like, great. You're like, I'm so glad.
Mutually cancel.
Yep.
I think that's a sign of being older.
It is. Yeah, you're just like, I'm tired,
I want to stay in
home.
Yeah. Ugh. It's so true.
It's so true. I would give anything though to have that right now, because
I know.
Like now all we do is stay in.
Yeah, no, well yes, in the pandemic world, it's different.
Meal prepping feels like a very adult thing recently that I've been doing probably the past couple years. Just instead of like, I don't know, getting pizza for lunch or just like getting a huge sandwich, which I used to do in my early 20s when I was working. And now I like furiously meal prep. And
that's good.
Yeah, it's nice because obviously like I definitely notice over the past 4 or 5 years even, especially when you work out, just you feel different when you put better food in your body versus if you have like McDonald's for lunch and then go take a boxing class.
Oh my God, it's so true.
Every time I eat tater tots, I always feel like a grease ball.
Oh, I love tater tots.
I don't even, but see, that's the thing is like now I feel like I don't even want to eat them anymore because
they're
just going to
make you
feel
like shit. Yeah.
So like it's not even worth it. And that is some adult shit.
That is some adult shit. Knowing that it's going to make you feel horrible. So you just avoid it altogether. I love that for you. I never meal prepped. I tried a couple of times, but like I would just get overwhelmed with having to cook in such large portions on like a Sunday night.
Yeah.
And my friends at work always wanted to go out to lunch. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just go to lunch.
I think my trick is I usually prep on Sunday through Wednesday. So that way I don't feel like overwhelmed.
Right.
Having to prep so much. And then usually by Wednesday, I'm kind of sick of what I prepped anyway.
Right.
So then on Wednesday, I can usually like make something for Thursday or have leftovers, and like Friday is really like a fun day to like, you know, get
eat whatever you want, go out to dinner,
well,
have a couple margs.
And that's so good.
I know. Warm weather is around the corner.
I know.
I feel good about it.
Speaking of warm weather. I am now officially afraid of the sun.
Oh my God.
After seeing what it did to my hair this past summer, I can only imagine like
what it does to your skin.
I'm really good at sunscreen. I usually apply it. I have like really nice La Roche shit that I spend a lot of money on. Mm-hmm. And I usually, knock on wood, last summer, I never got a burn because I lather on. I try to do it at least every hour.
Yeah, you've always been very good about that.
I have to be because I will fry.
I've always been very good about sunscreen.
Yeah.
I got really, really, really badly burnt once in Miami. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've been
like the sunscreen police.
Like fucking Captain Sunscreen, like literally. Like,
yeah. Because again, it's one of those things that it's so not worth it.
It's so not worth it. And like, I'm always obsessive about putting it on my face.
Yes.
And putting it on, I have tattoos, and putting it on my tattoos mm-hmm. because I don't want them to get all gross from the sun. So I'm always so extra cautious.
Yeah. I think this year I'm honestly going to wear a hat to the beach more.
Yeah.
I started this summer a little, but I think I'm just going to do it all the time now.
Protecting your face is like huge.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want like yucky face.
No.
Or like leather couch looking wrinkly body. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah. My grandma, she had such good skin and she was 92. People are always like, what? Because her skin was flawless because she stayed out of the sun. Even just in her backyard, she would just like wear a hat when she was gardening or just sitting outside reading. And every time I was at the beach with her, she just stayed under the umbrella the entire time.
What do I do if I don't look good in a hat?
We can find you a hat that
I do not have a hat head.
We will find you.
I look horrible.
Just like apply a lot of sunscreen.
In almost every type of hat.
You just wear extra sun. I have a really good hat head.
You do. You have like a nice little heart-shaped face. I have this like long oval-shaped face. Nothing.
That's not true. Maybe like a visor.
Great.
You know what is really bad?
I'm going to roll up in a tennis outfit.
That'd be really cute. Like a bucket hat. Ugh, bucket hats God, are horrible.
No. Those are coming back.
I know. But yeah, we're all about that SPF.
All about that SPF, baby. Ugh. Lather up.
Yeah.
Even in the winter.
I know.
Like that winter sun is strong.
I was talking to the girl who waxed me recently and she's an esthetician, which I feel like they all are. No?
I feel like you have to be.
Maybe? Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
But she was telling me how in school, I guess she had just finished school or whatever, they make you afraid of the sun.
I mean, yeah.
And I was like, can you tell me more? Because that actually sounds like something I need.
You need to wear, like they say that you're supposed to wear sunscreen every time you leave the house.
Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, basically, it's not summer. Even if you're going to the mailbox, she was like, you need to put on sunscreen.
Like, even the winter sun is really, really strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My boyfriend and I were driving and we were on the highway and it was really, really sunny. There were no clouds.
Yeah.
But the sun was like blaring through the windshield and I was like, holy shit, I didn't put fucking sunscreen on.
Even just 10 minutes in the car. Notice
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, every time I go skiing in the winter, I always come back with like a weird goggle tan because the white snow like reflects or whatever. The sun bounces off it.
And so you're higher up.
Yep.
Scary. I remember once in like when I was a kid and we were in science class, you just reminded me, this sparked a memory. They were telling us about how the sun is bad and that's why it like...
The sun is bad,
like,
kids.
Yeah, it was very simple like that. Yeah, it was the sun is bad and like your skin is like dying and that's why it tans. I remember being like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 and I was like, but I like being tan. And they were like, that's, it's not good for you. And I was like all in a huff because I like couldn't understand.
I know. Well, summer 2021 under the umbrella, baby.
Under my umbrella.
Ella.
With SPF. Yes. Lots of fucking SPF.
Yes.
I think the thing that really most makes me feel like an adult, which is kind of funny because it has almost nothing to do with me as a person, is realizing that we are no longer the youngest generation.
Yeah.
For a while, everyone was always like shitting all over millennials. They're like, millennials are so lazy. Millennials don't want to do anything.
Fucking millennials, man.
Millennials are the ones that got the participation trophies and like whatever the fuck. And now finally, like there's another generation that's below us that's taking the heat.
Baby. Oh, yeah. All the TikTok kids.
The TikTok Gen Zers.
Yeah, we have somebody to like rag on.
Yeah. I think that's what makes me feel the most like an adult.
Shut up, millennials. You're so old.
Oh my God, we're so old.
I know.
I know. That's like one thing that they can say to us and we're just like, oh, fuck you, right?
But at least we're like, you know, we have like millennials. We're not like a letter. Like we're like cooler. We're not like Gen X.
I like being a millennial.
Yeah, me too.
Like I'm happy that I am one.
I like
and I
knowing,
like the name.
Like I like remembering my Discman and like burning
being
CDs.
A 90s kid.
Yeah.
And growing up in the OOs.
Yeah.
And having all the like fun stuff that came along with that.
And we appreciate the like technology and shit now. Like,
right.
All
we weren't just born
Gen
with
Z
it.
Kids are just like, here's like a laptop handed to you on a silver platter with like high speed internet. Remember the dial up on AOL would be like, yeah. Remember dial-up internet and your mom would be on the phone. She'd be like, hello. You like hear her.
I would constantly monopolize the fucking phone line because I didn't want to like log off the internet. Yeah. I want to make that AOL dial-up my ringtone.
so
I never forget.
Oh, God. Can I ask you a question?
Please do.
How many emails on your phone on the little envelope, how many are on the icon?
Five. Always five. If there is more than five, like right now there's 11. So I know I have like six emails that I have to look at and mm-hmm. like figure out what I'm doing mm-hmm. with, mm-hmm. but there's always five. And they're usually like, I leave them unread because I think they're important.
Mm.
Like it's to remind me that I have five emails
like
that I need to look
five.
At.
Okay.
You're the type of person who...
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me this number. I'm so ready.
15,405.
Wow. That's insane. I don't even think I have 15,000 emails in my box.
15,000. Yeah.
Wow. Which is actually really interesting because you're so organized.
I am so organized, but I just like don't care. And like I'll go into my Gmail on my laptop and I'll delete.
I can't stand that.
From like I actually have my Gmail very organized. I have like all different places where I put
right folders
categories. But and I'll delete like all the Facebook notifications and all the stupid.
Oh,
you don't
turn that off? You can turn it off in Facebook. You can go to Facebook so that they don't send you emails.
I'm 100 years old. I did not know this.
You're an elder millennial.
Yeah, literally. No, I'm going to have to look into that.
There's only two types of people in the world.
Yes.
The type of person that has 15,000 emails mm-hmm. and the type of person that has five. Mm-hmm. Can I just say?
Yes.
That one thing I really do feel like makes me feel like an adult
uh-huh.
is that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, which I guess makes no sense. But like, I feel like when I was younger, I would look up to adults and they always seem to have it put together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or like have it all together or at least know like what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. Like you think like you have like life all figured out like by the time you've like
that's
graduated
what I always
college.
Thought. I mean, call me naive, but I always thought I would like snap my fingers and right. grow up and like just know. But like I think that in my, you know, early 20s, I was like, oh, okay, no, this is it. Like I'm just gonna be continuously not knowing what the fuck to do.
Yeah, no.
And nobody really knows what the fuck they're doing.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
I think that makes me feel like an adult.
We're all just like blindly like flailing around trying to figure out how to get by.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what it feels like.
Very wise, Leah.
Oh, thank you.
It's true.
I got that from an Instagram meme.
Oh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was like literally like realizing nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. And I was like, that's really fucking true.
It's really true though.
Because I do remember being a little kid and being like, adults.
I know.
Know what's going on. Like you'll understand when you're an adult.
I think being an adult is learning that like you're in control of your life, but you're also not. Like shit's gonna happen. Like mm-hmm. you're gonna total your car or
I did.
Exactly. Or like
which I did.
I'm gonna get stuck on the subway for 3 hours. You just never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
And you can try as hard as you want, but you're not gonna be prepared for it. And you just have to face it in the end. And I think it's just like how you respond and react to that. That's what being an adult is, because you have to face those things. When you were a kid, you're more protected and sheltered from that kind of stuff. So you'd be like, oh, I just like go to school, get on the bus, do whatever. But like our parents and our families were the ones who had to deal with the hard shit. Like now we're realizing we have to deal with the hard shit. And it's just
there's
like
nobody to take it away from
exactly.
us like they did. Wow,
exactly.
That was beautiful.
Whoa. I don't even know.
Where did that just
come from?
I feel so inspired. I'm gonna like leave the room and charge out and be like, I am an adult. I am empowered.
Yeah, right. Talk to me in 2 days.
I will. Okay, great.
My dad makes me breakfast. So,
you know, we're all adults in our own ways. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We're we're kind of there.
We're kind of there.
We're pretty much there.
Yeah.
All right,
slowly admitting that there are things that are happening that used to not happen when we were younger.
Like not being able to sleep after mm-hmm. drinking and waking up at the crack of fucking dawn mm-hmm. every day and having a budget.
We need to just embrace them.
Embrace our oldness.
Yeah.
Our old adultness.
Our elderly wise ways.
Ooh, mm-hmm. we're so elder and wise. Okay.
Yeah.
On that note,
mm-hmm.
should we switch gears?
Let's switch gears.
And let's get ridiculous.
Let's get ridiculous.
All right, Kara.
Okay. We're just going to get into it.
Let's go.
Would you rather have surprise sexy time not being groomed or have your love interest pluck a really long chin hair from your face after feeling it during a makeout session? Because we all get those chin hairs. Don't lie. Don't act like you don't get that random long ass hair.
They feel it from a makeout and then decide to pluck it from your face?
Yeah, that might be love.
Or be ungroomed.
Yes.
That's fine. I'll go with that.
Yeah, same.
They don't care.
I really don't think guys care about hair. I think, like, to an extent, some may care about hair, but I really don't think they care about hair. I really don't.
I agree. I think that we care.
Yes.
But I don't think I would be able to deal with him plucking a chin hair
that somebody
from
felt.
My face.
Could you? I would
after
die.
Making out with me and feeling it.
Ugh. Right?
I'm cringing so much. Ugh. Yeah, no. No, thank you. Okay. I'm going to pick the first one.
Same.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather have bad breath or smelly feet?
Smelly feet.
Same.
Because you can hide it with shoes.
Yeah, you can put shoes on or like socks or foot powder.
Or like spray it or something. Yeah. Bad breath.
Bad breath is just.
The one thing I will say about that right now is if you have bad breath and we all have to wear masks, you might be able to get away with it.
Oh.
But I'm still going to pick smelly feet.
Yeah, yeah. Same. I have smelly feet.
I do too. My feet get like, this is going to be gross, but like when I'm working out and I'm like sweating,
yeah,
my feet start to smell.
But whose don't? That's what I know, I'm trying
that's
to
the
say.
Thing.
Like, and these like, are all the things that we are admitting that happen as adults that we used to try to hide. Obviously, like, you know, I'm not going to like whip out my like rank ass feet, but like sometimes they get sweaty and sometimes they smell.
I like have like these gross Adidas that I wear everywhere all the time. They always get like I live in them. So yeah, they get smelly exactly after a little about. While. Yes. Like it is what it is.
Yes.
Great.
Smelly feet are just like feet that are living.
Feet that are doing shit. Feet that are going
just
places.
Out there.
Okay, great. You all stinkers. Mm-hmm. Good for you living out in the world.
Feet with passion. Okay, all right.
Okay, great.
Would you rather cure your hangover with a cold shower or a mile-long run?
Oh, fuck no. I'm going to take a cold shower.
Like a full cold shower. Like
fine.
Washing your hair,
great.
Conditioning your hair,
do it.
Shaving your legs.
I'm done. I did it all.
Ooh.
Cold shower. I can get all that done in 6 minutes. Shampoo, conditioner, full body shave and scrub. 6 minute cold shower. Done.
Wow.
And then my hangover's gone.
Wow.
Win-win.
I'm going to go run. I couldn't. I'm a fucking baby. There's no way I could take. There's no way. I couldn't
you
do it.
You are a bold bitch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather have a car alarm go off every night outside your window but get to sleep in as late as you wanted, or have a peaceful, quiet sleep every single night but you have to get up every morning at 3?
3?
Yeah, 3.
Okay, I have questions.
Okay.
Does this car alarm go off all night? Or is it just one time?
It's for like a significant amount of time.
But it doesn't disturb me. I still fall asleep.
It wakes you up and it's a good like 30 minute ordeal. And then you like, you're like kind of awake. So it takes you like a little bit to fall back to sleep.
But I still have a restful sleep.
If that's restful for you.
I mean the rest of the night. The rest of the night is restful.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. When you fall back to sleep, sure.
When I fall back to sleep and then I can sleep in as late as I want.
Yes.
I'm going to do that one.
Interesting.
I'm not waking up at 3 fucking a.m. every goddamn day. No
but
way.
What if you just like get used to that? Like morning news anchors. They're just like used to getting up at 3 a.m.
I am not choosing to be a morning news anchor. I don't need to wake up at 3 a.m. because then I'm going to be so fucking tired and I like being awake at night. So I would have to go to bed so early to feel like I'm having a restful sleep. No, 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 no. No, thank you.
I love going to bed early.
So would you pick that one?
Yeah, I would.
You would wake up at 3 a.m. every day?
I feel like I would get so much shit done.
Oh. Think of all the things you could bake.
I was literally about to be like, I could bake so many things. I could do a workout.
All before people are even awake.
All before people are even awake.
But then what time would you go to bed?
I mean, realistically, you really only need like 6-7 hours of sleep. So like I could go to bed at like 9.
But what if we were going out one night and we stayed out till like midnight and then you had to go home and then wake up at 3?
I guess that would just have to be my life. I don't know.
Loophole-ia. Back at it.
I just feel like at this point in my life, I don't think I would get a restful sleep after that.
That's fair. I just like the option to sleep late.
I don't even know if I could sleep late.
I mean, I wake up pretty early and I don't even have anything to do. Like, yeah. It's, like I still wake up around 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I can sleep till like 9, but if I could sleep till 9 every day, that would be ideal. So I'm going to pick.
That would be nice.
I'm going to pick the first one.
Okay. I just want to see what my life would be like if I woke up at 3 a.m. every day.
I feel like you might get lonely. No one's going to be awake for you to talk to for a couple hours.
Yeah. I just feel like I could get so many things done without anybody bothering me.
That is a positive.
I come over the next time we're recording and I'm like a shell of a person. You're like, what's wrong, Karen? I'm like, I woke up at 3 a.m.
I've been up for 18 hours. Okay. Right. Good.
All right. More adult things. Would you rather never wash your sheets ever again or only be able to shower once every 2 weeks? I think it's been a while since we've done some really cringeworthy would you rathers. I just wanted to like bring that back.
Yeah, this is disgusting. Okay, never wash my sheets ever again.
Nope, never.
So the pair of sheets that's on my bed right now is on my bed for the rest of my life?
Yes.
What if I live for like 50 more years?
I hope you live more than that, but yes.
You never know. okay. That's a long, disgusting fucking time.
Mm-hmm. So showering once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I feel like there's things that I can do for that. Like, I can, like, wipe my armpits with, like, baby wipes and, like, I can't. No. I'm going to pick the shower every 2 weeks and I'm grossed out about it, but I cannot not change my sheets for the rest of my life.
No, I fully agree. I fully agree.
That's gross.
It's disgusting.
What if you have, like, night sweats? That
fucking sucks.
Your sheets are going to be white when you buy them. And by the time you're done, they're going to be, like, fucking brown.
Ew. What do you think is like the best sheet color to have?
White.
White?
I like white sheets.
I mean, I have white sheets right now. They have like little gray polka dots.
I've had black sheets. The black sheets were kind of cool.
Yeah. I could never pull that off.
Well, the way I had it was like I had black sheets and then my duvet cover was white with like these intricate, like ornate black designs.
It's pretty.
So it was pretty. And then I had an assortment of pillows with black in them and everything. Mm-hmm. So it was like a whole like look. Mm-hmm. But I will say that the black sheets made the room feel darker.
Yes.
Which made me feel like I was more cozy sometimes.
I know, I like that.
But I think I like the look of white sheets better.
Yeah, white sheets are like the ultimate like.
And they go with like everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you pick?
Oh, showering. There's no question.
Okay.
It's not even a fucking question. No, there's no fucking way.
We're on the same level of gross.
Oh, yeah. Like showering.
Smelly feet. No shower.
Yeah. Shower. You could like figure something out, but like.
You can't get around not washing your sheets.
No. No.
Great.
Okay. Would you rather only be able to eat something that comes out of a can or only eat something that grows in the ground?
Only eat something that grows in the ground.
Yeah.
I don't even think I eat anything that comes out of a can.
I think I definitely do.
I eat things that come from the freezer. In a freezer box.
Yeah. But like soups or like canned tomatoes or veggies.
I don't eat canned veggies.
Like a can of corn.
No, I'll take grows in the ground.
Oh, same. Yeah.
It's also better.
How nice would that be?
I wish I could be the type of person that knew how to grow my own food.
My dad grows so much shit over the summer.
I believe that.
Yeah. Like eggplants, tomatoes, lettuce, carrots.
Like I wouldn't know where to start and I wouldn't know how to like protect it from like the animals and whatever. Yeah.
I would die. Okay. Would you rather have a permanently spotless kitchen and a disgusting bedroom or a permanently disgusting kitchen and a spotless bedroom?
Wow.
Yeah. I just thought I would bring us back.
When you said permanently spotless kitchen before you said anything else, I was about to be like, yes, that one. I will take that. Thank you. Permanently spotless kitchen, gross bedroom. Mm-hmm. Permanently spotless bedroom, gross kitchen. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Mm-hmm. If I could never have to clean my kitchen again, that would be amazing.
I love cleaning my kitchen right now, or my parents' kitchen. This one's really hard, but I think I'm going to have to go with having a permanently spotless kitchen, because there's nothing I hate more than walking into like a big fucking dirty kitchen with like piles of dishes and just like open cabinets and just like food on the stove and just no. I feel like a disgusting bedroom is what? Like an unmade bed and like a lot of clothes all around. And like, yeah, it's gross, but like,
this is the direction I was leaning in also, because I can't have a disgusting kitchen like and be the person that's in there cooking. Yeah. I'm the one that cooks.
Yeah.
So like if I'm in a kitchen and there's shit everywhere, no. I would freak out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
And like if you have company over, they're going to be in the kitchen.
Yep.
So I want them to see my spotless mm-hmm. kitchen. And the bedroom, if it's permanently messy.
I'm just thinking like a cluttered bedroom, like your bed's never made, your laundry's never put away.
Oh, I have that right now.
There's like socks on the floor.
Perfect. That's literally like what my bedroom looks like. There's
water bottles over your nightstand.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Check.
Just like a messy, messy bedroom.
Okay, great. So I'm already living in that reality. Okay. So I'm going to pick that one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that too.
I can't have a messy kitchen.
No way. Even when I had people over my apartment and they would be there till like 1-2 in the morning, I would be up till 3 or 4 cleaning, because I couldn't go to bed with like a disgust.
I feel like I'm like that too. Like when there's something going on, I feel like when you tidy up the kitchen, that means like it's time for the night to be done.
Yeah, like kitchen's closed.
Like don't make a fucking mess in here because mm-hmm. I just cleaned it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm going to bring it up again just because I watched it. Mm-hmm. Summer House. Mm-hmm. They always went to bed with like this fucking mess in the house.
Oh my God.
It gave me such anxiety. I was like, how do you not, even if you're hammered,
always,
how do you not clean up just a little?
Just, yeah. Or like at least the cups. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. And then they'd always have to wake up the next morning and clean. That's the worst.
Like, don't you want to like clean when you're hammered so you don't have to think about it when you're hungover?
Yeah. Like, you can just like move to the couch or the pool and just be like,
for your mile run.
Yes.
Okay. Great. We're on the same level of gross today.
We are.
I'm mm-hmm. liking it.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking this, like, you know,
bringing back the yuck.
bring back the yuck as adults.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Would you rather have chapped lips you can never get rid of, or dandruff you could never get rid of?
I hate having chapped lips. Mm-hmm. Hate it. Mm-hmm. I obsessively apply chapstick in the winter, mm-hmm. specifically because I hate it. So I'm going to pick dandruff because I can't deal with having chapped lips.
I'm very on the fence.
I'm going to put chapstick on right now.
Isn't it true that if the more chapstick you put on, the more chapped your lips are?
I don't know.
I've like
my lips
that.
Are never really chapped.
I'm just picturing like a black turtleneck with dandruff all over it.
Snowflakes.
It's just really gross. Like that's just, I guess you could just wear white.
Snowflakes.
Nobody would know that you have dandruff.
Yeah, that's true. I hate the feeling of chapped lips.
No, I know. It's the worst.
The dandruff, like, I'm not going to feel it.
Chapped lips is, it's horrible.
I'm not going to feel the dandruff.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm going to have to go with having dandruff. Like, the feeling of chapped lips is just misery.
It's horrible. All I want to do if I have chapped lips. Yes. Mm-hmm. All I want to do when I have chapped lips is put chapstick on.
What if you go in to, like, give someone a big old smooch and you, like, scratch their face with your chapped lips?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
As they pluck your chin.
They're like, what is that? You're like, it's my lips. And they're like, ugh, honey. What if you have a significant other that kisses you, they put chapstick on and transfer it to your lips?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm still going to pick dandruff.
I am closing
your
loophole.
Kara's shaking her finger at me. She's like, absolutely not.
No. All right, this is the last one. Would you rather look 10 years older from the neck up or the neck down?
Oh my God, this is horrible.
I know. I'm here to ruin your life.
I'm going to pick 10 years older from the neck down.
Same.
Because the face.
Yes.
If that looks old, it's like No.
Yeah.
That's the thing I look at every day. That's the thing that people look at every day.
Wait, you're picking 10 years older?
On the body.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
Neck
yes.
down.
Yes, yes.
And my face is as it is.
Yes, yes. I don't know, actually.
You want an old face?
Yeah, because like you have an old face, but like if your body's like 10 years younger, it's like a little tighter. I don't know.
Okay.
Leah's looking at me like, no.
Not I don't know. Close.
You know, picture like being on the beach and like, yeah, your face is like a little wrinklier. You definitely have some crow's feet, but like your body is like, like 10 years younger, like nice and like tight and like in shape. Leah's still looking at me like,
okay. I mean, listen, I support your choice, but no, I'm going to go with the older body.
Well, like the Real Housewives, all their faces are like 10 years younger than they are.
Yeah, but they paid for that. This is some magic would you rather world where like these things just happen.
Yeah.
So I don't want my face to look older.
No, that's true. No, you're right.
I feel like I am. I mean, I could be wrong here, but this is my guess. Mm-hmm. I feel like my face looks a little bit younger than how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
Partially because I have a little weight in my cheeks, which helps. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to look older.
That's true. All right. You're right. Yeah. I don't want my face to
listen. This is my choice. You can make your own choice.
I'm very like torn because I'm like, ooh, like if my overall body looks banging.
So you want a 40-year-old face and a 30-year-old body?
No. I don't.
Because that's what you're saying to me right now. I sure
don't want a 40-year-old face. Okay, yep, nope, you're right.
Or you have a 40-year-old body and a 30-year-old face.
You could still look really good at 40.
Yeah, there's no reason that you can't.
Okay, yeah, right. You're right. You're right.
You could be like a hot mom.
Yeah.
Like, think about the moms that are in their leggings with their strollers, you know?
I know.
That could be you.
That will be me.
That will be you. There we go. Look
right
at that.
Now, you're right. Yeah. Neck up.
Young That's faces.
Young faces. That's us.
Okay, great. On that note.
On that note.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Episode 19.
Ooh.
Next week, we have episode 20. The big 20. We can't believe that we're going to have 20 podcast episodes.
Wait, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's so fucking cool.
So make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Real Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Slide into our DMs.
Yes, please.
Tell us your real stories. Tell us your ridiculous stories. We're going to be doing a bonus episode again.
Yes.
Soon. And please, if you enjoyed our podcast, to give us a great rating and review and subscribe so you know when we release new episodes, which will be every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, baby.
Every Wednesday, baby. So that's it for us. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.